The big building behind the house where hay is stored and cattle are housed is called the barn.
The barn.
The building you store corn is in a
corn loft, corn shed.
Or corn, something like a
corn stall.
Corn crib, maybe.
Corn crib, that's right, corn crib.
What do you call a building or part of a building where you store grain? Building or part of a building, or maybe a granary, have you ever heard called a granary?
No. Sounds logical, though.
What sounds logical?
Granary.
The upper part of the barn is called what?
The loft.
Are there other places where you might store hay in a barn? You know any other place where you might store it?
No.
If too much hay is gathered to get in the barn, how is it kept outside? And you often hear people lying in a...
Well, they put it somewhat in a bale and they make it into a... They tie rope around it and...
What is the shape of it?
It's in a rectangle. Or it's a haystack.
Yeah, and you hear kids going on hay rides mm-hmm. and they're using a haystack. All right. What holds up hay? Do you have any idea what holds up hay? It's four poles and a sliding roof. You know what it is? You ever heard it called anything?
No.
What is infield at haying time called? Do you know that?
I've never heard of that.
When you first cut the hay, what do you do with it?
You gather it into little piles and then they put it in bunches and then they wrap it tie it up in sort of rectangle squares.
Well,
it appears.
Well, you don't know any name for these small piles of hay.
No. What are they now?
Well, some people, I really don't know, but some people I think may call them ricks or coils or heaps or something of that nature. I'm not really sure myself. Where would a person keep cows?
In a barn or in a field.
What kind of barn? If you were keeping cows in, it'd be what kind
of dairy barn.
Or a cow barn, wouldn't it?
Cow barn.
What do you call the place where you keep your horses?
A stable.
All right. Besides the barn, did you ever have a special place where you would milk the cows outside? Do people ever have another place that they would milk cows outside?
Milk shed.
All right, or maybe a milk gap or something like this. Where do you keep your hogs? Of course, you don't have any. If you did, where would a person keep their hogs?
In a pig pen. A pig pen. How about that? How do you know I don't have any pigs?
I don't think you have. Did this have shelter or was it open? I mean, would it have a shelter?
Now, my visual pig pen has shelter.
Yeah, or maybe they'd be open. I don't know. Why did people used to keep their milk and butter before the days of refrigeration?
This was in the, they had a shell cellar, I think.
Do you remember?
And they had ice box too.
And they had a trial near a stream where the spring rose and the water would run through the, is it called a trial, a trough, or what is it called? Where you set jugs and crocks of milk and butter to keep them cool. What do you call that?
I'm not sure.
Well, if we were to, when you go in a grocery store and you pass by the part of the grocery store where the butter and the milk and all this is, it's called the what?
Cooler.
You're called dairy.
Dairy
products. What do you call that place around the barn where you might let the cows, mules, and other animals walk around?
That's the pasture.
Well, have you ever heard it called a barnyard too, maybe?
Yes.
And where would you let them graze? You just said it was.